Our guest this morning is someone we've never talked to before. It's Justin. In fact, Justin, I don't even know your last name. Give me your last name.
My last name is Folger. It is spelled and pronounced just like the coffee company. Folger is my name.
We expect to be good to the last second on this conversation then. Well, I'm just trying to be funny because I know you're funny and you're with a group of funny people that's coming to Yankton with the production called Scriptless in Seattle. We'll get to the details on that, but you're a Cleveland, Ohio person and you're actually in Cleveland right now?
I am in Cleveland right now.
How did you get hooked up with the Dakota Theater?
Yes, so I manage this tour. Scriptless in Seattle is a touring comedy show, and we're going to be in town already doing some work in Nebraska, teaching classes, and we had an open night, and I had a conversation with someone at the Dakota Theater, and just in the last month or so, we added this show, and we could not be more excited to be bringing some comedy to Yankton. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, we're a small town with the old-style theater that is being loved and remodeled and taken care of so that we can have great productions. I hope you like it. I'm sure you've performed in all sorts of venues.
Yeah, lots of venues. Large auditoriums. Sometimes it's old, historic, decrepit opera houses. Sometimes they're, you know, beautifully restored. There's a lot of old opera houses in the country. And you make a great point. They're putting a lot of money into restoring them, and it's keeping me in work, which is great.
I'm looking at a photo of you and your cronies. Looks like there's four of you guys that do this together. Tell me about your group.
Sure. It's actually a rotating cast. I'm always there. I emcee the shows. But I've got about five or six others that I will tour with. And some of them have got lives and wives and things at home. So they're only on the road part-time. But it rotates through. It's a lot like the show Whose Line Is It Anyway, if you've ever seen that. They work with a rotating cast, and I do the same. If it's good enough for them, it works for me. Drew Carey is also from Cleveland, by the way. So we can produce a couple of decent things.
You ever had a chance to meet Drew?
I have not met Drew, but I have met Colin Mockery. I've met very briefly Brad Sherwood. We were doing a venue in Sandusky, Ohio that they were doing a week later. And I was there setting some stuff up. And it happened to be the night that Brad and Colin were putting a show on. And the venue manager walks up to me and he says, "Hey, there's you can come on backstage to this other room. There's someone I want you to meet." And then I walk through the door and there's Colin Mockery. And I talked to him for about 5 or 10 minutes. He says, "Hey, how about you stick around and see the show? And anything that you like from the show tonight, you just go right ahead and use it." And I do. A couple of the sketches that we do on the road, I pulled directly from that evening with Colin and Brad, which was pretty cool.
That is super cool. Yeah, they are funny guys. What led you to this, Justin? What was the path in your life that led you to doing stuff like this?
Sure. Well, I mean, I suppose it's in some ways the family business. I've got an uncle who's a stand-up comic. I've got a great uncle who did stand-up comedy at Second City in Chicago for a long time. My parents actually met on singing tour. They were 13 years old with a singing group called the Singing Angels in Munich, Germany, which is how they met, which is pretty wild. My grandfather's a jazz drummer. My cousin's on tour playing drums with a comedian. So it's kind of the family business. And when I was in high school, I was part of a group called the Royal Fools. It was a high school kind of beginner improv group. And when I graduated, I thought, yeah, this is kind of fun. I'd like to do a little bit more of this. And so I entered a talent show with a couple of other folks, one of which I still tour with. And we're in the wings on the side of this little theater that we're doing the show in. And the MC walks up to us and says, "Okay, you're next. We have to introduce you." And I said, "Can't you just call us Justin, Eli, and Jesse?" And they said, "No, you have to have some kind of act name." Well, I guess it's kind of dumb, but whatever. We'll come up with something funny. And one of the guys in the group, Eli, suggested, "Oh, let's do a pun. Let's do Scriptless in Seattle because of the Meg Ryan Tom Hanks movie." And so they introduced Scriptless in Seattle. And as we did more opportunities after that, the name just kind of stuck. We never really got around to changing it. So that is how we got doing what we were doing.
Yeah, super clever. Now, these guys are going to be at the Dakota Theater on Friday night, October 10th. What can people expect that night?
Now, I wish I could tell you all about the show and the great songs and jokes that are going to be told. However, I can tell you very little about the show because it hasn't really been written yet. The show is written in the room, and that's kind of the beauty of what it is that we do. If you're not familiar with the art form, the people that are in the room are actually a big part of writing the show. We're going to have opportunities for audience members to come up on stage and to feed us lines and to be a part of scenes and songs and sketches. We're going to do most of the heavy lifting. We will write all the songs and the lyrics and the rhymes and the freestyle raps, the film noirs, and everything is going to fall on us. However, if you're in the room, you actually kind of get to control the trajectory of the show. It's not a normal stand-up show where somebody gets up and tells you pre-written jokes. We're writing them in the room with your help. So that's what I can tell you about.
Is that more exciting or more nerve-wracking to not know what's coming?
Yes. The short answer to that is yes. It's a little bit of both, I think. Yes, it's nerve-wracking. Yes, it's you're always afraid of blanking. But I'm at a point with the folks that I tour with that, you know, you do this long enough, you can kind of start to predict the way that people are going to respond to some very unique situations that you get on stage. So we are starting to work more so as a unit than four individual people kind of bouncing off of each other. I can start to predict where the other performers are going to go with sketches, and I can start to adjust preemptively.
Who do you find funny, Justin? Who inspires you?
Who do I find funny? I find my father funny. I've always found my father funny. I love Colin Mochrie. I've met the guy. Who else do I find funny? I think God's got a sense of humor. let's see. I have uncles that are stand-up comics. I would I have to say that I find them funny.
I'm hearing a lot of family. A lot of family in there. Do you get a chance to perform with family?
So my sister and I, when we were growing up, we did theater on stage, and I performed with my sister on many occasions. But again, she's a school teacher now. She teaches fourth grade. So she's not performing so much anymore. I don't know. There was a family reunion growing up that we used to do at a lake outside of Cleveland. Not the big one, just kind of a little reservoir. And because my family is what it is, instead of playing normal things like cornhole and sand volleyball, there was a guy that came and ran karaoke. So most members of my family I've actually sung a duet or two with. My father and I do a mean Bare Naked Ladies in a pinch. So there's my answer.
Anything else you'd like to say to people as they contemplate getting a ticket to this, what sounds to be great event at the Dakota Theater on Friday night, Scriptless in Seattle? Any closing thoughts?
Sure. Yeah, it's just it's a lot of fun. It's safe to bring your kids to. It's a family-friendly event. So I would tell you more about the show, but again, it's the only time that we will ever perform this particular show. So even if we come back to Yankton in a few years, the show we'll put on is completely different. So you won't want to miss this one because it exists for just one night, and then it's gone.
We can feel your great energy. I can tell you're super witty and that people will really have a good time. So we'll continue to push. Thank you so much for the time. We hope you have safe travels to Yankton and just a super great show.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you having me today.